The Antichrist spirit is a religious spirit. It's not a beast. It's not an animal. The Antichrist spirit is carrying Bible. Don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Salvation is a personal thing. First, it is an individual affair. The most shameful death was given to him. Who is that him? The Holy One of Israel was crucified by the holy people of Israel in the holy city. If you don't hear the shout and respond, you will never go in the rapture. The respondent that came out of denomination is not a change of church address only. It is your ability to subject yourself to the word. Oil and oil. Water and water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the world. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He came to his own. His own received him not. John 1 verse 11. But as many as received him, to them did what? Gave them what? Power. To do what? To become the sons of God. The power to become a child of God is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You see how important it is? Satan knows it. Principalities are powers. They know it. That is why he too has an agenda to work against that Christ, that wisdom, that power that God is using. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 19, the popular scripture, the Bible says that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 19 says so. God of creation, the creator of the universe, amen, hallelujah, came in human form, came in a man, that man Jesus, and became Emmanuel. Emmanuel. It's not a slogan, it's a reality. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Satan knows it. Satan knows who he is. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Because Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14 prophesied it. Once a prophecy goes forth, that's why I told you, I said that even in this ministry, when a true prophecy is released to you of a blessing that will change your life, I say your prayer should begin because Satan will come against that prophecy. I've told you this. But the truth is that he cannot defeat the purpose of God. He can't. He can't. But you must pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Isaiah chapter 7 verse 14, he says, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child. And his name shall be called Emmanuel. Hallelujah. And so, Satan began to watch. A virgin, in Israel. Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, from verse 1. See it. Chapter 12, catch why I am saying this. And there appeared a great wonder in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and upon her head a crown of 12 stars. Who is that woman? Israel. All those symbols typing, telling you who it is. If you don't catch the symbol of the moon and the star, under the you can know that the 12 stars are the 12 tribes of Israel that made the nation of Israel. And she, Israel, being with a child, cried, traveling in birth and pained to be delivered. She was with a child. She was pregnant. He's typing it with a woman that is pregnant. 9 months is full and is in expectation. And when the labor pain, they call it labor pain, starts at the point of delivery, that woman is always very uncomfortable. She has pains everywhere. And the history of the Jews lets you know. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The history lets you know that after they came back, they were still under the Roman rulership. And then a lot of operations were going on. And then conditions came that all their teachers began to console them. Don't worry. God promised us a Messiah. God promised us a Messiah. When he comes, this is what he will do. This is what he will do. He will deliver us from all this oppression. Although those teachers were teaching what they didn't even understand. Hallelujah. They didn't understand how the process would take place. But they taught their followers certain things they should watch out for when the Messiah comes. The evidence is in John chapter 4, when that woman by the well, that Samaritan woman, and then met Jesus Christ, and when Jesus Christ gave her a little discernment, hallelujah, of who she was, remember that for the past 400 years, there had been no prophet in the land of Israel until John the Baptist came. And even when John the Baptist came, John the Baptist did not come prophesying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, but then, they kept telling them, don't worry, when the time comes, you will see. He will do this, he will do that, he will do this, he will do that. And then he gave that woman at the well a little sign, and the woman said, our fathers told us that when the Messiah will come, you've been speaking like you are speaking. I mean, are you? Amen. That is the extent of their expectation. They were pained to be delivered. And that delivery was about to take place. Distress. The end of the world is coming now. The evidence that Christ will soon come. Distress of nation. For the whole earth, the Bible says, all creation is groaning. For what? For the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah. Said it so. Hallelujah. Because the whole world has been polluted. The weather pattern has been distorted by economic activities, industrial activities. The atmosphere has been polluted. Hallelujah. God's shield of protection in the earth's atmosphere has been tampered with by the activities of man. They destroy the biotic system of the earth. The natural way God has put for plants to grow. They themselves, they know they have destroyed it. And so they need fertilizer now for the earth to produce again. They themselves, they know that naturally we have destroyed it. It can't produce again. And the more they put that fertilizer, the more the earth is destroyed with chemicals. And it is as affecting us. It is affecting the animals. It is affecting everything. All the food we eat. That's why we don't live as long as the people of old, when the earth was not polluted to this level. The air you breathe is polluted. The room you sit down, everything is now artificial. You cannot use natural air anymore. It is air condition. And that air condition is artificial coolness. God did not make us to live in the Garden of Eden by air condition. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the condition. And the world is decaying and decaying and decaying. If the Lord tarries, if a man will reach 30 years, they'll say, he was very old before he died. Because the whole system, why? It is the same condition of the earth groaning. Now, you sleep. Hallelujah. And the condition that you stay in your house is worse than the way they put prisoners. You have burglary proof 1, burglary proof 2, burglary proof 3, then before the iron door, then before anti-bullet door, then you lock. If you go and knock at somebody's door, if rain they beat outside, it will beat you tired because it's opening the first door, opening the second door. But to start with, he will come and look at you first. Who is it? He will hear the voice from inside first. Who is it? Then he said, now Pastor Moses. Shall say not him. Then you go up to see him first. Hey, Pastor, make a bring key. Rain the beat me for outside. Fear everywhere. Fear everywhere. Anybody that buy new car, when they drive, the only people that enjoy driving are people who are driving very old car. Former Mercedes flat boot. You know, nobody will disturb you. Even police will not disturb you for checkpoint. But anybody with a new car, that's why they do. Baba, give chance, now make I go. So stress, distress, because you know whether that thief they follow you. Praise God. That was the condition of Israel. But they were expecting a Messiah. The next verse. Verse 2 says, and she being with child, travailing in birth, and pains to be delivered, and there appeared another wonder in heaven. And behold, a great red dragon. That is the appearance of that spirit. It's Satan. Hallelujah. Having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 crowns upon his head. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven. We know that. That's how you know that he's talking about Lucifer. When he rebelled against God and was able to get a followership of up to 1/3 of the angels in heaven to rebel against God and under the captainship of Angel Michael. Hallelujah. And Gabriel, they arose and they chased him out of heaven. To be chased out of heaven is to be removed out of the glory of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It should be, you know, for the glory of God to leave them. And death sentence was passed upon them. And that is where they are going up and down in the spirit. And if we go down, you too, God, anything we go, where you make, go follow us. Even including plants and animals. We will destroy everything you make on earth. There are some storms that it is a demon passing by. There are some tornadoes that it is a principality passing by a nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are some earthquakes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That it is Satan not to trouble the peace of a particular area. I didn't say all, I said some. And he stayed through the third part of the stars of heaven and did cast them to earth. So that's why the Bible says, woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Because that demon has been cast down here with his angels. All of them are on earth here. Going to and fro. Seeking whom they may devour. That's what the Bible says. And the dragon, see, stood before the woman, which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Amen. Satan is watching every prophecy in the Bible concerning redemption. It is only believers that are not watching. Even when Christ himself said, watch and pray. We are not watchful. We are not watchful. So many of us, we pray. But to watch, we are not watchful. We pray, there are people that do vigil every night in their homes. Yes, pray to wave away. There are two types of prayer that every believer prays. Church, there are two types of prayers that every believer prays. Number one, we pray against the fiery darts of the enemy. Apostle Paul told us in Ephesians chapter 6 that we may be able to stand and withstand them. Hallelujah. Witches and wizards, devourers, sicknesses, and all manner of dangers that are flying all about. We are supposed to pray against it. And it is not praying sometimes. We are to pray always. Every Christian must have a prayer program for his personal self, not waiting on only church prayer program. And the second type of, that first type of prayer is what brings us here in this church. Every Friday is what makes us join prayer groups and come here and sort it out. And it is what makes this church to have even intercessors 24 hours intercessors for this ministry. It is needed. The second line of prayer that every Christian must pray and every day is, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. See. He says, place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. He said, silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Thy will. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit, be mine. It's a prayer. It's a prayer. Hallelujah. Lord, let me not miss your salvation. Lord, anything that will make me miss heaven, take it away from me. It's a prayer line. It's a prayer point. And that is the kind of prayer we know we need. That's why we are undergoing 21 days fasting. It is a time for self-examination. It's not a time to pray against witches and wizards. It is a time to look at your life, cleanse it, anything, preparing for home going in 21 days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Unfortunately, I'm telling you, listen. You know, that is it. There are different types of people in the church. There are some people that will not agree to fast. And I've told you this thing, church, in your Christian journey, the Bible says every church will give account of her church. Okay. Salvation is a personal thing, first. Because you don't know the destination of your neighbor. You don't know his origin. You don't know who he is. The end will say it all. So don't you live your Christian life influenced by brethren around you. You be the one to influence others. Don't let others influence you. Church, it is an individual affair, Christianity. That's why I love that song. If you won't go, don't hinder me. Don't hinder me. Whether you are my wife, you are my husband, you are my child, you are my whatever it is, don't do anything around me that will disturb my eternal destination. The greatest problem anybody has is you yourself. I'm telling you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Satan standing there was watching this prophecy where they say a child will be born. Well, just make it come out now. Kill him. Go kill him. If I kill and finish, I will see how waiting God will use after I don't kill him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 5. And she brought forth a man-child. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. If he cannot stop that woman from giving birth to that child, he cannot stop that child from fulfilling his purpose. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All of you that get pregnant, when you're about to deliver, fear will catch you. For the past 9 months, that witch could not attack that pregnancy. What makes you think that it's at the point of birth that he'll come and attack it? Lie, lie. Blessed be the name of the Lord. That man child was born. Hallelujah. Verse 5. Amen. And she brought forth a man child who was to rule all nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up unto God and to his throne. So by that you know who that child was. Who was that child? Are you say it be confident? Who? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But he stood to devour. And the thing there is that when Apostle Paul says we are not unaware of the devices of Satan. Amen. Hallelujah. People don't know. And Apostle Paul is the same person that said, henceforth, we know no man again after the flesh. Hallelujah. By their fruits we shall know them. Jesus says so. And so, every human being, amen, there are two spirits. If you're a Christian, watch it. It is either a demon that is guiding your spiritual life, or it is the Holy Ghost that is guiding your spiritual life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And Satan is a spirit. A spirit is not flesh. And a spirit, like God, God is a spirit. God is also a spirit. And if God is going to walk among men, then he will choose men that he will use to walk among men. It's a principle. The same thing also. If Satan is going to destroy men, he will also look for men and women that he will use to destroy fellow human beings. So that people will be looking at, it is my husband is a witch, my mama is a witch, and then the demon is there hiding. Now your mama, not true. Now your mama, not be me, now your mama. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How did he do it? In Matthew chapter 2. It was that Antichrist spirit that anointed Herod. When the wise men from the east came to him, looking for the king that was born. Immediately, they said that Antichrist spirit that stood before Israel, watching to devour that man-child, entered Herod. Therefore, the spirit that was on Herod, that was looking for Jesus Christ to kill, that spirit was not the spirit of Herod. It was the Antichrist spirit. It was the Antichrist spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just to kill Jesus Christ. Since he could not identify where he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Since he could not identify where he is. When those wise men did not come back, he confided and noticed that by now, the child cannot be more than 2 years. And he ordered every male child that from 2 years down, kill him. Just to get. So you know that it is not Herod. You know it's not a human being doing that. You know it's not a human being. Because Israel respects anywhere they hear, thus said the Lord, so person is a king. They respect it. They do. So you know that murderous spirit, hallelujah, for the enemy said, a thief coming up to do what? To steal, to kill, and to destroy. He's a killer. It's the same spirit that was in Cain that made him to kill Abel. It's the same Antichrist spirit, anti-God's purpose. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why in John chapter 8, if you read from verse 37, let's read it so that you just catch some salient points there. In John chapter 8, he had a discussion from verse 37. Jesus Christ was telling us, religious Pharisees and Sadducees, I know that you are Abraham's seed, because they are quick to say, Abraham is our father. We are the seed of Abraham. We are the genuine seed. We came in through the free woman, not the bond woman, Hagar. We are the Christians. We are the Christians, and they boast about it. Can't you see I speak in tongue? I have the largest church. I have the largest this. I have that. Can't you see? I know that ye are Abraham's seed, verse 37. But you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. I speak that which I have seen with my father. And you do that which you have seen with your father. Hallelujah. Your father. So there are people carrying Bible. They are sitting down in the church. But we have two different fathers. We have two different fathers. Some people, Papa and the devil. If your Papa and the devil, your hand up. Hallelujah. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. If you go and marry an unbeliever, your father-in-law will be devil. And if your father-in-law is devil, then I don't know. Hey, your father-in-law will not be Satan in Jesus' name. Light and darkness cannot mix. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Verse 39. The answer I said unto him, Abraham is our father. Jesus said unto them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me. A man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. And they knew who he was talking about. He was talking about the serpent. Amen. The serpent who was inspired by Satan. Amen. To disturb the family of Adam. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one father, even God. God is our father. Why did he say they're not born of fornication? Because Cain was a product of fornication between Eve and the serpent. They know it. They know it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But that's not where I am going today. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, amen, you will love me, for I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? You see? Even because you cannot hear my word. There is nothing in you to be able to understand what I am saying because of your origin. That's what he's saying. As simply paraphrasing, that's what he's saying. There is nothing in you to understand what I'm saying. Why? Because your father is Cain. Cain was from an animal. Hallelujah. And no matter how, God himself came down to preach to Cain, go and offer the same sacrifice that your brother offered. He just could not understand what God speaks. He said, it does that defiant spirit. And my brother's keeper. Why are you asking me? My brother's keeper. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God pronounced a judgment upon him. He started to say, have mercy on me. He said, God, the punishment too much, so may you reduce her. That's what Cain was telling God. It's too much, because anybody will go, anybody will see me now, because we talk now. In future, they're going to kill me, they're going to pursue me, I'm going to find peace. And merciful God, because it is what you ask, He will do for you. If you have said, forgive me, God will have forgiven him. But He said, reduce it for me. So God said, okay, all you want is to reduce it. And God put a mark on him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And put a mark on him so that any man that sees him will not, you won't touch him. And well, we know today, praise the Lord, through certain one or two scriptures, we have a key. Hallelujah. That we know that mark of Cain was that God turned him to a giant. So that any stupid thing that wants to come, when you see him, you go run. Instead of attacking him. Although you know, say, that he caused trouble on earth. He put a mark on him. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I read on again. You can't hear it. And I repeat, even in this church, Bride Assembly, hallelujah, there are people, hallelujah, hallelujah, there's nothing we are saying here that they ever have anything in them to understand what we are doing. Especially those two groups of people. Hallelujah. Some have been beclouded with problems. And they have allowed the problem just stay. All they are looking for is a solution to this problem. The thing will bring me come this church. Now make this problem go. And me, I tell God to say, any church I go and this problem go, now there I go stay worshiper. And I don't come here now. It's only 3 months now, up to now, the problem never go. Praise the Lord. So when it is time, bring mirror, they bring the biggest mirror. Bring water, they bring one bag. Hallelujah. Bring padlock, they will bring six. What? Power must change hands. Hallelujah. They are the ones, immediately we close. Yeah. No matter how much God manifests here, the prayer we pray here, the moment we close, yeah. Children church hall, they are waiting for vision. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Watch them. They don't have the sticker of this church. Unless you tell them, say, if you place that sticker for your house, devil no go come. They go patch everywhere the house with the sticker. In book, they don't have. Watch them. Bible, they don't get. Oh yeah, look your side. Look your side. Look your side now. Now you are the doctor. Why will you come to church without Bible? What do you bring you come? What do you come for? Where do they go when you come here? Praise the Lord. The second group of people, blessed be the name of the Lord, are those like Judas. All they see is what I can gain from the gospel. And they know, once I am anointed and I have a gift that can attract people to come to me, I will make it. I will build houses. I will ride the best car. I will do this. And so, all they are after, I am telling you this thing, they have no time to even worship God. Watch it. If you know some of them, during Bible study, you will not see them in the church. Now I'm telling you this thing, that's the truth. Hallelujah. During Bible study, you will not see them in the church. I'm telling you, that is the truth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Every opportunity, imagine me, a servant of God, stand and lay a curse here on anybody that will charge people for praying for them, directly or indirectly. I lay a curse. Like God laid a curse on Cain. He's not repenting. They come and meet me. Pastor, reverse that course. Oh. God is not happy. That's what you thought. The thing they work, maybe reverse some. You know the pastor. You know what they talk, the thing they come to pass. You know the thing. May you know they talk like that too. Oh. Hallelujah. Satan is a liar. There are the two groups of people in the church of Jesus Christ. And so, no matter what you say, what can I make from it? Judas, you are of your father, the devil. Devil is your papa. Men and women in this church, that you they charge people before they pray for you. Before you pray for them. From here to the east, you say, they bring 50,000 naira. You then negotiate prayer for a child of God, for whose reason God gave you that gift. God will judge you. 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 That's how I know the children of hell. They are the ones hellfire was produced for. God gave you a gift because he knows that his children, poor children, that the devil will mess up. He will, they will need, they will cry upon him to help them. But since he will always use man to meet the needs of man, he raised me up and anointed me, gave me a gift to use it to solve the people's problem. He said, I use it and frustrate them again. God will judge me. He's an antichrist spirit. He's an antichrist spirit. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I never finished reading that verse. Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. You are of your father the devil. And the lust, that is his desires of your father, you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. And abode not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he's speaking of his own. For he's a liar and the father of every liar here. Your father is devil. I'm reading Bible, not me talking. You see what Bible say? Everyone, anytime you tell a lie, your father is the one making you tell that lie. Because you know the truth. Why are you perverting the truth? What is lie? Lie is truth perverted. That's all. You know that it is the truth. Now you thief. No, not be me thief. Your papa and the devil. When are you thiefer? But a child of God will say, yes, now me thiefer. Now hungry, make me do one. Forgive me, I'll pay. Because there is no lie in him. He can't lie. If he lies, he won't be able to. You know. Sometimes, on a serious note, you know, see, don't just read the Bible, study the Bible. See, let this Bible speak to you. I'm telling you, let the Bible speak to you sometimes. Then you begin to understand the mystery of godliness and the mystery of iniquity. Till tomorrow, until we get to heaven, I'm still wanting to be clarified. This great mystery that I read this Bible and I portray myself as a pastor and a man and his wife come to me for counseling, and as I talk finish, I begin to lust after his wife, and then I begin to look, when they go finish, I begin to chase the woman to sleep with her, with Bible in my hand. Literally, Pastor Moses. Pastor Moses. With Bible. You know, I'm a servant of God. Church, if you say you don't know Antichrist, I want you to know now. And let me tell you, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. When the Bible says, let them that name the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Amen. Hallelujah. See, time has come for us to live according to this Bible. Open 1 Corinthians chapter 5. Let's stop pretending to be Christians. Verse 11. But now, I have written unto you, not to keep company, fellowship. Fellowship. If any man that is called a brother be a fornicator or covetous or an idolater or a railer or a drunkard or a 419 extortioner, he said, with such a one, know not to eat. It's time to practice this Bible. Don't call me brother. I will not call you sister. Then after that, I'm hearing all this nonsense that unbelievers do around you also. Who sent you come? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. A tear is a tear. A wheat is a wheat. Oil now oil. Water now water. The two cannot mix. One must be on top. Which one will be on top? Oil is the Holy Ghost on top. Water is the wall. All worldly people will be under. And Holy Ghost people will be on top. Push them under so that you can remain on top. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 45. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Even me, ordinary Pastor Moses here, I can speak this same scripture. Which of you listening to me now? Which of you members of Blind Assembly? Which of you ministers working closely with me? Which of you workers working around me? Domestic workers and workers that are working in my office. Which of you convinced me of sin? And if I stay and I tell you the truth, then why do you not believe me? Because it is possible for a man who is married, filled with the Holy Ghost, to stay away from fornication. I am an evidence. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's possible for an anointed man of God to live a life and attend to people without charging them. I have never, directly or indirectly, collected money from anybody because of the gift of God in my life. I have never. Never ever. Then why don't you believe me? Why you? Why you? Why? What is your connection with me? What do you gain from me as God's servant pastoring you? The spirit from the top is supposed to flow. Why is there fornication among us? Why are some brethren here, you know, behaving the way they behave? When I speak against it, I am not into jealousy. I am not jealous.
Why are you jealous of one another?
Those of you God is using.
Why do you gossip?
I don't gossip. I don't gossip. I don't gossip. As a principle in my life, I don't say anything concerning you behind you that I cannot tell you face to face. It's a principle. It's a principle. I can't. So that maybe me and you, we are talking about Pastor Thomas. Then suddenly he entered. Then I changed. So Ananti, so which they say they bring your wife for prayer. Now what you would talk about? Am I not even ashamed that what you would think about me? So my own is, if I'm talking about you, before you enter, I'll say, sit down. Now you would talk about. Before you came in, I'll go bring you come. Praise the Lord. And if you tell me anything, I will go and say, sister, brother Ananti, say, you talk, say, you must know from where I hear them. I will come and say, they say, what do you mean they say? They say is the spirit of language of a gossip. They say, where they say, from which radio station they say? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. A thought occurred to me. Hallelujah. Whatever brought you to Bride Assembly, it is that thing that will send you away from this church. Do you know that? Because there are some people that sometimes when I turn, I will not see them again. Amen. And when you turn and look, you will discover that she had a relationship with her brother. And the thing broke. So she stopped coming to church. Why? Because the reason why she came to Bride Assembly, after 5 months, when the thing no work again, so may change address. And some, the prophecy carried them come. Unfortunately for them, they met a false prophet. And they prophesied, they no work. The thing, pay them! You don't go to that church again. It's true. It is what takes you to a church. And there are people that are here because of the word. How many of them are here? Now listen. It means the day that the word is misplaced, you will carry your Bible and go. And you are free to go. You are free to go. Don't be a mumu. Eh? Are you hearing me? The day you see Pastor Moses arrested for him and his wife on top of the altar. Don't wait until he changes his name to Reverend Moses, because you know certainly he will soon change to Reverend Pastor Dr. Moses Ali. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The day you hear us giving any condition, before we minister to you, you must buy our tape. If you don't buy our tape, we will not see you. Any day you see us reach that level, that Antichrist spirit has taken over. It will soon strike. Amen. This gospel, we receive it freely. And freely we shall minister. Hallelujah. I hate that thing. There are some accusations shall not even be heard that before you deny yourself out of it. He says, it's a lie, yo. It's a lie. They are setting me up. They are jealous. Hey, pastor, they are jealous in me. You mean you were not chasing that sister? I was saying, hey, this is devil. This is devil. This is devil. This is devil. Even if you did not chase her, then you must have given an impression by the way you act around her that you were interested in her. Therefore, even your countenance should be checked. You should do everything to make sure that there is nothing the devil can use. I accuse you. It's true. Hallelujah. Why will a woman sit down in front of me? And I'm telling her, sister, this is your boss. Now what? Okay. And you say, what thing bring you come? If the woman tell you they chase me now, you say, it's a lie. Tell me where I chase you. Where? You don't chase them now. She sit down. Why do they look her breast? Some people are converted, but their eyes are not yet converted. Hallelujah. May your eyes be converted, brother, in the name of Jesus. I say it again, brother. May your eyes be converted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It's true now. Why will somebody enter? Don't be your wife. Then you begin to lust after her.